the second hour of the program. As always, plenty of time for you and your calls about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
1-855-450-FREE. Join us online at, again, freetalklive.com. Hope you enjoy all the features that we give you there because they are completely free. You get to actually control the content on the site. So if you find something that you want to share with us, you can do that, and you'll also share it with other listeners. In fact, Mark, I know you had at least a couple stories that you'd plucked from the front page of freetalklive.com for tonight's show prep. What's one of them? Just in case you have it
handy. I've got the police investigating a murder where they just sort of, you know, missed the whole thing.
Oops. Well, we can talk to you more about that here in a moment. Also in the news, Zurich's going to open drive-in sex boxes. Plus, we haven't yet really introduced you to our guest tomorrow night, who is Mr. TechPans. He's the what I consider Time Cube for Web 2.0. We can talk more about him, but first we go to the phones and to the fun. Let's go to Jeff listening in Buffalo, New York. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, basically, I'm just trying to get some feedback, some advice. I've been, you know, getting involved in the Zeitgeist movement and breaking the set, and I saw somebody, you know, talking about, you know, free speech, the radio station. And basically, you know, I've been pushing things on Facebook, you know, with my anger and frustrations with the government and things going on in the Middle East and the corruption, so on and so forth. And I've been, you know, really criticizing the U.S. government through poetry on Facebook. And I come home today, and the next door there's like four cop cars, you know, and there's no cop, you know, police officer.
Things on the radio, man. This is not, unfortunately, a free place for that kind of thing, unfortunately. We do have the FCC to deal with. I don't have a problem with what he said. I understand that it was a situation that was frightening. He had the police next door. He, you know, used an expletive that you can't use on FCC-regulated airwaves. I'm no fan of the FCC, but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
We have to kowtow to that rule in order to keep our radio stations on board.
Who have to, of course, kowtow to that rule in order to keep their licenses.
Yeah, that's true.
And this is we're mostly on news talk stations, and it's just not, that kind of language just isn't normally said on those kind of stations.
That's because they'll lose their license. If we didn't have the FCC, I think that news talk stations would be fine with that because it's an adult thing to use profanity.
Maybe. I don't know that that's necessarily true. One thing's for sure, in the absence of the FCC, you and I worked in music radio a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that, you know, rock and roll radio stations have really managed to get a lot of mileage out of is getting as close as you can in the morning show to saying a bad word without saying the bad word.
Well, you say words in replacement for them, words that essentially mean the same thing, like frack.
Or I don't give a Vulcan care what you have to say.
Punk.
Things like that. And in order to avoid saying those words, but they by pandering in a prurient fashion to these words, they manage to kind of get people excited and they listen a little longer. But,
well, right. I find that to be more offensive than a caller accidentally dropping an S-bomb or something like that. I mean, not that I'm offended by it, but as far as if people are going to be offended by curse words, shouldn't they be more offended by someone replacing a curse word and then using it in the same
over and over and over again in order to get attention?
Right, like you said, to pander. And so I think that would be the dividing line. Like in a world without an FCC, obviously there's still certain community standards that would apply. Some radio stations would still say no profanity whatsoever because that's what our advertisers want. You know, like, you know, Warm 105.1. They're not going to let anybody get on the air with curse words. But in the context of a conversation between adults, you know, if somebody drops an S-bomb, if I were programming the station, it wouldn't be a big deal. If the host were getting on the air like F this and F you, that would be a problem, right? Because then they're pandering and they're being lowbrow.
Yeah.
So it would be a fine line, but it would be there for me.
I don't think we'd be dropping people necessarily, but you might be advising them that this isn't the kind of language we use here on this station.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah, I don't like having to drop people, but it's just the way we got to do it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Lauren. He's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Lauren.
How you guys doing?
It's good.
I called in
like, what, last week, and you guys were talking about Israel. First off, I want to talk about remote viewing, and I just want to make this comment since you guys cut me off the other day.
Well, it was an interview. I mean,
yeah, it was an interview, and I probably made you guys look bad or something like that.
No, not at all.
No, you just don't get as much time to talk as
you don't get to filibuster during an interview. If we're interviewing someone, you get to call, ask a question, and then we got to move on.
Yeah, we got to be able to get people in. But go right ahead.
All right, I just don't believe in the state of Israel at all because of what the Torah says. Torah says that will not be a state of Israel until I come down and give you the state of Israel. That's what the Torah says.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't believe in any states because the state's a terrible idea that just encourages people to use violence against innocent people. They call themselves the state, and then they think that it's okay to hurt peaceful people, and that applies to all states. But go ahead. What else was on your mind?
Okay. I wanted to talk about remote viewing and talking to, you know, spirits and stuff like that. And yeah, I know you guys, that is a remote viewing. Remote viewing is basically watching something else, like what being on, you know, being in my state. Let's say if I'm in New York and I could travel to New Hampshire and watch you guys, you know,
traveling metaphysically.
It's like astral projection.
Yeah, I've heard about this before. I mean, I've heard coast to coast. They've certainly talked about these sorts of things, and it sounds, you know, preposterous. I don't think anybody's ever been able to prove that they have this ability.
James, the great Randy out there will provide you with $1 million if you can prove the
remote. Under scientific circumstances.
Right, prove that you can look at the contents. You can discern the contents of a box or something.
Or whatever. I mean, if you can accurately discern the contents of whatever location in a, you know, scientifically testable, provable manner, you could win $1 million. So have you been practicing at this? Because that's what the remote viewing people suggest, is that you have to practice at it.
Well, I haven't practiced it. And I don't think, if you do practice it, you shouldn't, you know, be out in front about it. It's not really a safe thing to do.
It's not safe?
Do I have to go over the history with our government and, taking people out and whacking them out and stuff for having information?
But if you could remote view, the suggestion is that most people could remote view, or at least a percentage of the population could remote view.
Well,
and the government
real. It's very much real. If
no, how do you
real,
know it's real?
Right. I don't believe
it
for a second.
Real, but why do you think our government and, you know, different departments of our government practice? I mean, the CIA.
That doesn't mean anything. Just because the government, if it's true what you're saying, the government spent money on it.
They're trying to attach lasers to dolphins, man.
I mean, the government does all kinds of stupid stuff with the money that they have. What makes you think that because the government does something that it's legitimate or that it's somehow valid?
It is. It is legitimate. We've had people.
That doesn't answer my question. What makes you think that something the government does is automatically valid?
Because it's such a it's a huge field to get into, to tap into our third eye. It's a huge field.
That doesn't answer. No, you're being non-responsive now.
What do you mean?
That because your evidence that remote viewing is real is that you believe that the government has engaged in experiments with remote viewing.
That is not my evidence, sir.
So what is it that makes you think it's real?
Because if you read about human history, you can come to the conclusion that we're not exposed to everything. You know, look at the pyramids, look at the seven wonders of the world. How were they able to build the pyramids the way they did in Egypt?
I'm not telling you that these things are impossible. I'm just telling you that I don't have any evidence to believe that they're currently possible. I'm not telling you I disbelieve people who say they've had out-of-body experiences. I believe that, those people are telling me the truth that's true for them. But I don't know.
It's the replication that really gets to me. If one claims that one can do remote viewing, then they should be able to do it on command. If so, they should be able to tell me the contents of my right front pocket. And no one's going to do that.
Well, they might tell you, Mark, that they can only remote view in a room or something like that.
Fine,
there may
I'll
be
go
some...
put something in the next room.
Yeah, Lauren, it's poppycock, and there's no evidence that shows that it's true, but you're
there's
welcome to continue
evidence.
Believing
the
whatever
CIA,
is fantasy
the
land
CIA,
for you.
CIA, I mean, all the departments, they've done
yeah,
their own research.
It's the government.
They
are incompetent.
They
thank you. Mark.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. us new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. They include news updates. Go to news.freetalklive.com. That will allow you to access our email news list. You can get signed up to receive emailed updates from the show in regards to what's going on with Free Talk Live. It's the best way to keep in the loop. But also Twitter and Facebook are available to you. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to follow us on either one of those services. And on Twitter and Facebook, you're going to receive the news that we send out to the email list. You'll get that. But you'll also get additional postings like questions. Mark, you just asked a question on Twitter and Facebook a moment ago.
Yep.
What was it?
It was Lauren called in again, this time about remote viewing. Before that, it was reptilians. What could possibly be next?
So you can respond to that, Twitter and Facebook, and also sometimes we'll post show prep and other observations during the show. So that's the most granular way to access Free Talk Live's updates online. But they're all available through news.freetalklive.com. Go get signed up for whatever you want.
Buyemergencyfoods.com is the place to go to get your food for whatever emergency situation might come around. It's difficult to know what kind of disastrous situation might occur. The world financial system appears to be, you know, teetering on the brink. There's just a terrible hurricane that left a couple of, you know, left hundreds of thousands of people in a couple of states in really bad shape. And you probably should be ready for these things. One of the ways to be ready is to have some food in case of an emergency. The way to do that is to go to buyemergencyfoods.com. Why them? There's lots of places you could go. Well, there's lots of good reasons that you should buy the Legacy Premium brand from buyemergencyfoods.com. And let me rattle off a few of them. You can go to their website at buyemergencyfoods.com and take a look at the comparison chart that they have with the other food manufacturers over there. But let me tell you a few of them. They're the only one that is certified 100% GMO-free. They have zero MSGs, no artificial flavors, and they're the only one that puts an oxygen absorber into every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. By the way, they're about half the price of every other competitor over there. Use coupon code FTL to save an additional 5% off your already half price of everybody else at buyemergencyfoods.com. Yes, they have gluten-free varieties and vegetarian varieties. Buyemergencyfoods.com. There you can go see the product info on the, you know, look for product info on the navigation bar, and underneath that, best value in the industry will give you a chart that compares them all. I found it extraordinarily motivating. Maybe you will too. Buyemergencyfoods.com.
All right, we continue here. We'll, of course, take your calls about anything. 855-450-FREE. We can go back to Mr. Tackpans, who actually Lauren in New York might find very interesting tomorrow night. We just finished up with Lauren a moment ago, and he had called to suggest that he believes in this concept known as remote viewing. It's something you'll probably hear about if you listen to one of those overnight shows like Art Bell, or I guess it's not Art Bell anymore, but Coast to Coast AM, as it is called.
Call it on the wild card line.
Where anyone will call in, and and they'll have all kinds of guests on with wild claims. How many of them are actually true is another question, and the host of the show doesn't really seem to be concerned with how valid the claims are. He just wants people to be able to talk about their beliefs.
And I think people should be able to talk about this stuff. I mean, you know, fine. I think it's great. And I think that there's, you know, there's times and places for that. And Free Talk Live, you certainly can. But don't expect us to just, you know, roll over.
Right. We're not going to come on board with your bandwagon. And I'm not going to spend my time tonight trying to, learn remote viewing. But if Lauren wants to spend his time attempting to project his mind into some other space and somehow visualize something, I think it's silly. Maybe there are people who can do it, but they haven't proven it. Because if they'd proven
it, not to me.
If they'd proven it, then there would be solid evidence out there. And so when asked that, when Lauren was asked about, well, what makes you think this is real? His answer was, well, the government. The government does these things. The government has spent money investigating this.
Government has a lot of money that they didn't earn. Let me tell you the chart of responsibility that comes with money. The most responsible people with money are people that are spending the money that they earned.
Mm-hmm.
The next level of responsibility is spending money that,
it's been delegated to you to spend by another person.
By another individual
that
you know.
So, like, you delegate your money to your wife.
Yeah, that's correct. And she does a very good job of
that's why you delegate it to her, because you feel like she's doing a decent job. If she did a terrible job, you'd probably not do that.
But when the government is spending money, they don't know you. And they didn't earn the money, so they don't have any kind of relationship to spending it properly. Don't expect the government. The government says to themselves, "Well, if this remote viewing thing is true, then we would have a great advantage over the Germans or the Russians."
Let's spend $500,000 and find out.
$500,000. That's not even rent in the building.
Well,
$500 million.
Yeah. I don't know, Mark. I mean, I don't know they spent on remote viewing or how valid those claims are. But I'm just going to.
But just go ahead and watch the movie Men Who Stare at Goats. And, yeah, I mean, you know.
Isn't that the one where they all took acid at the end?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. No, the government hasn't remote viewed anyone anywhere.
So they're the government. And as you pointed out, they spend a lot of money on a bunch of stupid stuff. But what is it that makes people believe that, well, because the government spent money on it, it must be valid, it must be okay, or it must be something that's worthy?
The logical fallacy of argumentum, the argument from authority.
Yeah. So, well, also,
it's a logical fallacy.
Well, but what brings people to that point, though?
It's only called a logical fallacy because people do it. I mean, my mom believed it, so I'm going to believe it. It is a very common human way to think. Humans do not think logically. Humans think emotionally. So therefore, that's why they call it a logical fallacy. Now, you wouldn't say that remote viewing is true because the sky is blue. Nobody thinks that way. People think, well, you know, somebody in authority said this, or somebody close to me said this, and so therefore it must be true. That's why they have a logical fallacy based on that. It's because humans tend to not think logically.
So I think that what leads to this is, one, the fact that we're educated in government schools, and for the most, we being almost everyone in this country, there's a small group, a select group that is not, but most people are. And the message in these government schools is that government is necessary, government is good, government is helpful. Boy, you know, if we didn't have government, we wouldn't have gotten to the moon. There are all these things that are kind of chalked up to government as, well, they're out there protecting you.
And you don't even think about it.
Yeah. So they're, you know, at the very beginning of your lifespan, you're hearing all these things about government. Then you get out of government school, maybe go into government college where it's even worse. And then beyond that, you're then in a society in which everyone was educated by the government. So all the people in the news media and in Hollywood are also of that same, you know, similar pro-government, government helps things belief system, even though all the evidence is contrary to that, even though the evidence is that the government, you know, aggresses against peaceful people, the government wastes the money that it steals from folks and so on. But the people that mold opinions believe in government. And so the people that create things like Hollywood movies or television programs usually have not a, you know, dumb government that they're depicting in their films. They're the smartest government, and they've got all these great tools, and they've got so much funding. And you can come back here in a moment. They're very competent. 855-450-FREE and heroic and everything's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. They include listening options. Live stream, we've got three of them. We've got the broadband, the midband, and the narrowband versions of the show. They're available around the clock. So if it's in the middle of the night and you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, no problem. Just click over to listen.freetalklive.com, and you'll find our links to our streams there. In addition, you'll learn about our over 110 great radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week. Our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard on two different channels. And in addition to that, we've also got our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plus, you can also get us up on KU-band satellite via free-to-air. So once again, that's listen.freetalklive.com for details.
One of the realities of a world with fiat currencies is the state inflates the currency base to fund its wars. It's mathematically impossible to inflate bitcoins. If the world used bitcoins, governments would have to think long and hard about who they blew up. Antiwar.com is having its fun drive, and they take bitcoins. Go to antiwar.freetalklive.com and donate to this worthy organization. They're the only ones out there reporting news that isn't slanted towards war. Antiwar.freetalklive.com to donate in Bitcoin. And you can go and they'll obviously take your FRNs also. Antiwar.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 855-453, that's the toll-free number. I was suggesting that the reason that people believe, as Lauren does, in the government, and that they're just so efficient and they've always got the best information and they're acting on it in the most efficient and effective manner.
I don't think that's true. I don't think Lauren would think that. I think Lauren believes that the government is, you know, inefficient and as everyone else does, unless it's about something that he is interested in. So he's got a bias in this particular area. You know, just because he's interested in remote viewing and reptilians and whatever else sort of conspiracy thoughts that he has. I mean, didn't you have this thought process once? That you thought that the government was efficient in some areas but not in others?
I can tell you that I was certainly more ignorant when I was younger about this particular issue. And Lauren, I think, is only 17 in this matter. So, you know, there's a time in my life where I would have thought, you know, as I was programmed to think. I grew up watching the same, you know, these movies where government is positioned as this brilliant, you know, the investigators are brilliant, they've got the access to the best technology, and they're, you know, of course, there's this kind of common misconception that the government is years and years, light years ahead of us. They're just holding back all the technology from us normal folk because they're the government and they can do that. They've got the alien spaceships that they're getting the technology from. I don't know, Mark, if Lauren does believe that the government is inefficient in any way, shape, or form. I think that the people that that buy into the conspiracy theories like the government did 9/11 or the government can do remote viewing or the government was, you know, you fill in the blank, or HARP, for instance, that buy into
the government a lot of credit.
They give the government a lot of credit when there's more than enough evidence out there that the government is absolutely incompetent at almost everything that they do. But the people who believe in conspiracy theories, even if they can observe the incompetence in government normally, still believe that there are certain wings of the government that are incredibly competent, that they know exactly what they're doing. And I mean, I'm not saying that they're all completely numbskulls.
You can't open a newspaper in this country without reading about something that has to do with a government leak. But somehow or another, Roswell contains aliens or whatever. Mm. And, you know, Clinton said that he went and investigated that and didn't have anything. You know, I mean, I'm sorry. I don't believe it.
Like, so I want to be fair. I'm not saying that everyone in the government is numbskulls or stupid. I'm not saying that at all. It's the incentives about government that encourages incompetence.
None of them is nearly incompetent as all of them. I mean,
yeah.
That's how it goes with groups, especially groups that don't have incentives in the right directions. Look, I've been involved in organizations, not for profits, that you know, are staffed by people who are volunteers. It's not very efficient.
Right. So your thoughts are certainly welcome, 855-450-FREE. So basically, my default position is, when it comes to government, because the evidence is this, the default position is they generally don't know what they're doing. They're generally poor at what they attempt to accomplish. They're generally inefficient. And maybe there's some sort of example of that that can defy those presumptions, but generally I've not seen that. Have you?
There has to be some situation where it defies it, but I haven't seen it either.
All right, so you can take control of the airwaves here. We were talking at the very beginning of the show about somebody who we're expecting to be a guest tomorrow night, and Mark, you're going to have to be a listener because you take Friday nights off. Daryl will be here with me, and that's a good thing because Daryl was there when we discovered Mr. Tacpans. It was Boner Joe from the Free Talk Live chat room, the bulletin board system. He lives here in Keene, and we were doing this... I guess you could call it like a group Facebooking. It was something I'd never really engaged in before, and I don't know how many people do this, but we were looking at Facebook on a projector and just kind of going around and playing little games, like seeing how many times certain words were said on some people's pages, like one particularly crass comedian, how many times the F-bomb was used on his page, those sorts of things. Just, you know, killing a little bit of time, doing a little... It was kind of like actually socially in using Facebook. Like... the first time that Facebook had ever been used in my life in a social manner. Because it's called social networking, but you're sitting alone at your computer typically when you're using Facebook. This was actually a group of maybe six or seven people
socially
using Facebook together and talking about what they saw and all that. Anyway, we ended up on YouTube at one point, and I don't even remember what the search term was, but Boner Joe, as we were scrolling down the page, said he wanted to see the video of the guy in the mustache. And it was just the mustache that attracted him to the video. It wasn't even necessarily what the title was.
Boner Joe does have a kook radar.
He totally zoomed in on this guy. And Mr. Tacpans is an interesting character. He's based in the Montreal area. And he, when you talk to him, is coherent. He will put together sentences in short form just fine. And you can interact with him in that way. He's on Facebook. He's not on Facebook as Mr. Tacpans, but you can go to his blog and you can access his Facebook there. His blog, by the way, is mrtacpans.blogspot.com. That's Mr. TACPANS.blogspot.com. Let me just give you a taste here. I've talked enough about him. This is his video, Truth PM, Truth AM. You figure the rest. And he's wearing face paint in this particular video and sunglasses. Normally he just kind of looks like his normal mustache self, but I'm just going to give you an excerpt here from Mr. Tacpans.
My friends, I really like to thank very much Don Don Adam, I don't know what your last name is, but thank you very much, because I've been talking about the moon being an iPod, and every other moon that you see in the sky, they're all iPods. There's all a reason. You don't think...
Now, you don't really need to hear too much more to know that this guy, you know, that doesn't really make much sense. But to him, it absolutely does. And we're going to have him on the show tomorrow night. It's going to be an open phones discussion with Mr. Tacpans. I don't know where it's going to go, but it will be something where you'll be able to call, like with Gene Ray, and kind of ask him anything.
The 60 moons on Jupiter mean anything? You don't think that the 63 moons... Are the 63 moons on Jupiter mean anything? The 60 moons on Saturn? Why 60 moons on Saturn? Because Mars and Earth, the three moons, don't go there. Or you think the moons are just there just because? No, they're transport. They're trucks. They're trailers. They're moving product here and there. It's the product.
Now, interestingly, I was talking with Mr. Tacpans on Facebook when I was setting up the meeting, or his appearance tomorrow night. And he, you know, I asked him what he was doing for work, because I was curious. Like, he puts these videos up every single day, and some of them are 50 minutes long, mm-hmm. an hour and a half long. Some of them are five. Mostly
Rambling.
They're longer, though. And he apparently does work, so he's not like just sitting around collecting a welfare check. He actually goes in and does some welding, apparently. Before
God bless him.
Before he was placed on lithium, he was a truck driver for about 25 years, so maybe that's where...
Well, so he's a specialist in moons being trucks.
Apparently so.
Tractor trailers.
It's only a letter or a vowel. He moved from one end of the world to the other end of the world, telling us secrets that we can't hear. But the implying everything, what they call this is a pathong, okay?
He's showing me some sort of food.
Very dangerous, they say. Very dangerous, but the Chinese eat it raw.
And he's eating it. I don't know what it is, actually. He was eating raw meat on another. He was eating raw meat on another video.
Okay.
Yeah. 855-453. There's a little taste for you for Mr. Tacpans. Hopefully he'll be on with us tomorrow night. You can call about anything. More coming up.
Attention all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a new and easy way for men to lose weight all over. To experience effective weight loss results without calorie counting, meal plans, or traditional dieting, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-936-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a six-month study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-936-2858. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-936-2858.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Snickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, is the place to go. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways to do that is by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. And it is there that you will find links to Amazon. There are different Amazons, one for the UK, one for Canada, and one for the United States. You click into the right one for you, and then get your shopping taken care of. Get the stuff that you're looking for, and you'll help Free Talk Live at the same time. Because what's happening is you're entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live will then get a portion of the total purchase price. And it's the same great prices. So whether you enter through our link or you go the normal route through to Amazon, you'll see the prices are the same. It's the same huge selection. It's the same Amazon shopping experience you're used to. It's just that if you take that extra moment to go through shop.freetalklive.com, then Amazon cuts us, it's about 7 or 8%, depending on the volume that Free Talk Live listeners purchase in any given month. And electronics are less. It's like 4% on electronics. But pretty much everything else is like 7 to 8%. And that's pretty cool, because all we're doing is sending them the business, and they're cutting us that off their profits. So,
and this is, you know, this is the same shopping you'd normally do, the same prices, the same service you'd normally get. All it does is it costs you an extra moment or two to go through shop.freetalklive.com, whether you're going to Amazon or Newegg or whatever the retailer is that we've got there at shop.freetalklive.com. Please go check them out and see where you can do your online shopping, and, you know, just take that extra moment, because it's really a big deal for us.
Great way to help Free Talk Live. Once again, shop.freetalklive.com. Zurich sex boxes. You ever heard of this one before? I certainly haven't. The Zurich Council, according to The Telegraph in the UK, has approved a plan to build sex boxes. They hope they'll provide discreet locations for prostitutes and their clients to conduct business when they open in August of next year. Located in an industrial area of the city, the row of garage-like boxes will have roofs and walls for privacy and easy access for cars. Sounds almost like a car wash. I don't know. It's very strange. I don't know, I guess maybe there's like a garage door on the back, but they don't show you pictures of these sex boxes here. Maybe they're still in the planning stages. The council,
like little free hotel rooms.
The council, they're not free. The council estimates that around 30, we'll give you more on that here in a moment, that around 30 prostitutes will meet clients at the site of the boxes and use the drive-in slots, so to speak, on a first-come, first-served basis.
Michael Herzig from Zurich's Social Welfare Department said, this basically is a welfare program, apparently, or some sort of government program. The big difference is that until now, prostitution has been in the public space. Now we're going to change this. Move it from the street to a private space in an old industrial area which belongs to the city. This gives us the possibility to define the rules of prostitution in this area.
Wouldn't zoning do that?
What do you mean?
Just letting businesses open, you know, prostitutes open up their own, you know, little areas in the industrial area?
Well,
rather than a state-run brothel,
yeah,
which is what this is,
yep,
a state-run drive-in brothel.
Right. like the Valvoline for prostitution.
Why not? I just don't understand. Why not turn it over? I mean, what has the state done that's so efficient? Even in Switzerland, which is supposed to be this model of perfect government, I guess. What have they done that's so efficient that they should go into, that they should start this new area of expertise, which is the unexplored area of drive-in brothels?
I find this very strange. It's hard to even
it doesn't make any sense.
It's hard to even comprehend how this is going to work, because it says here that you know, they're going to meet the clients at the site of the boxes. So are the prostitutes just going to be out on the street at the site of the boxes?
I think so. I think that it might work out for them to some extent. It's not a bad idea. If this is where we don't get arrested for doing prostitution, mm-hmm, then that's where the prostitutes will be. I guarantee that part will work. I don't know what it's going to be like in these boxes. I know that whatever inefficiencies, I know that
I can tell you what it's going to be like.
If something can go wrong, the state, it certainly will go wrong with a state-owned version.
I can tell you what it's going to be like. Anybody that's ever gone into anything owned by the state knows how bare bones it tends to be, how institutional it's
like the bathroom at the park.
Yeah, imagine that. Imagine the park bathroom, a little larger, with no toilet. You're just in some sort of industrial box, in some kind of institutional prostitute box. I mean, I can't imagine they're going to hose that place out after every single use. So what level of cleanliness will it have? I don't know. I guess if it's happening in your car, then, you know, if you're going to be buying a prostitute on the streets, you're probably not that concerned about cleanliness in the first place. So I guess what's the big deal? But anyway, the opening of the sex boxes, according to the Telegraph, will coincide with a major reform of prostitution laws in Zurich. Prostitution will be outlawed in certain areas of Zurich where it has taken grip and led to local complaints about women being harassed on the streets and the activities of pimps. The prostitutes who use the sex boxes will also have to take out medical insurance and buy a 26-pound license in order to ply their trade. On top of that, they'll have to
have a license.
Yep, they'll have to feed 5 Swiss francs, doesn't matter how many pounds that is, into a roadside ticket machine each night when they clock on.
So this is just their
fee
for working that evening.
Yeah.
But they get the room for free?
I guess that's included, yeah, in that fee. Okay. Mr. Herzig said the attractions of the sex boxes for prostitutes will outweigh the rather dour industrial location, which lies just a stone's throw from a major rail depot.
I'll give him that.
He said the women will be better protected from attack, and it will also mean better business for them. With the women right by the sex boxes, there's no travel time, so they can deal with more customers. It's a better business model than standing in the street, he says. The council.
I just don't understand why they wouldn't sell licenses to open brothels and only give the licenses to people that open in this industrial area.
Yeah, that's one thing that's not made clear here, is to, you know, why aren't they, do they not have a red light district in Zurich?
No, they don't.
I'm guessing that they don't. And that would be, I would think, helpful here, because if you were a prostitute, you don't want to stand out in the cold, right? You know, you want to sit behind your protected window and have a bouncer nearby who's willing to take care of any unwanted customers or looky-loos, for instance. So this is a bizarre solution to a problem that government created in the first place. But one problem standing in the way of the sex boxes, the council also believes that
the problem with these being public areas, then every weirdo that wants to come to this public area and hang out can do that and threaten the ladies there, whereas opposed to if they had their own areas that they were able to open their own shops.
Run their own security.
And they'd be able to run their own security, then somebody would be able to kick anybody out. This weirdo comes around, hey, Boris, kick him out.
The lady said you have to go.
Yeah. The council also believes the privacy afforded by both the boxes and their location should appeal to clients eager to preserve their anonymity. But one problem standing in the way of the sex boxes is telling the prostitutes about them and their advantages. Many of the women working the streets of Zurich are foreigners who speak only a little German and may be unaware of the approaching changes to their working lives.
They can't. Maybe they're completely illiterate, but you'd think that they could come up with, somebody who could translate to whatever their language might be.
This sounds like it's going to be an interesting situation. I hope that we'll hear more about it as it develops.
If it's a good idea, then the business will. Then the ladies who are working whatever district it is in the other areas will end up leaving because there's enough German-speaking prostitutes to drive the rest of them out of business if they go to the industrial area and they can get all the business. Because if that's where you're going to go and the Johns aren't going to get arrested and they're not going to get hassled and it's going to be the best, cleanest, safest place to be, that's where they're going to go.
So you are certainly welcome to comment on this story. Maybe you've been over to Zurich and you have some experience. Maybe you live there. Maybe you have some experience in what the prostitution scene is like and how you feel about this proposal. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you're upset that we're even talking about prostitution. Certainly you're welcome to call in, share your thoughts. You can always bring up anything that you want as well. But of course, the real solution to whatever the they're saying the problems are that women are being harassed on the streets and that there's still issues with pimps.
This throwback to a time when prostitution was, the pimps aren't that useful in the area of prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
All a woman needs is she can find Johns on her own if can advertise.
You can do it two ways: online or sit in a window. And you're going to find Johns.
And, she needs a certain level of protection, somebody to handle security. Not to say that women couldn't handle security, but it's, they have to delegate a certain amount of authority to be able to work,
Okay, I am looking here. I've got a video of the booth and what it looks like. I'll tell you a little bit more about that here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Hour number three is next. Tell us your thoughts on legal prostitution. What's the best way to do that? Does it need to be some sort of government-created system, or should the market just be able to decide these things? It looks kind of like a car wash bay. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.